Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
What happened the night Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez died?
There needs to be some rest. There needs to be some closure.
We follow the leads on Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, a New York-based bank with branches in LA is now the second to collapse in a week. Another atmospheric river is headed our way, and with it, lots more rain.
We're looking at the potential for the highest rain to be up in the Santa Monicas and along south-facing slopes of the San Gabriel Mountain.
And everything, everywhere, all at once, cleans up at the Oscars. It's Monday, March 13th. I'm Nick Roman. You're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Do you bank with New York-based Signature Bank? Well, it had offices in Beverly Hills, El Segundo, Newport Beach, and Ontario. Notice I said had. Signature is the smaller of two banks that failed in the last few days. The New York Department of Financial Services closed it yesterday. Today, depositors do have access to all of their money. New York banking regulators appointed the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, to run Signature's day-to-day operations. Now, Signature's weekend collapse came days after Silicon Valley Bank went down. Down the drain, that is, in what is the second largest bank failure in U.S. history. Only the 2008 collapse of Washington Mutual was bigger. Silicon Valley Bank put a lot of money into tech startups. Josiah Keel is the CEO and co-founder of Sprocket Games. It's a tech startup company that specializes in helping game developers grow. He says when word spread about Silicon Valley Bank being in trouble, he thought, well, it'll come through okay. Then the Fed stepped in and took over the bank. Now Keel is worried about what will happen to the money Sprocket Games has at Silicon Valley Bank.
The only thing that's promised to us is $250,000, which if that's all we get, that's not enough, but we expect more. But then how much more? We don't know. Like it's a lot of uncertainty right now.
Josiah Keel at Sprocket Games. Hours later, though, came word that anyone with money in the bank would be made whole, not just the $250,000 insured through the federal government. It is an unusual step, possible because federal regulators say they believe not acting could destabilize more banks. In remarks earlier today, President Joe Biden reassured U.S. bank customers that the banking system is safe and that his administration acted quickly. Signature Bank, based in New York, is under federal control. There's the LA River, the San Gabriel River, the Santa Ana River, but the river may be best known in Southern California this weekend, this winter, that is the atmospheric river. It's been rolling over us again and again, drenching the LA Basin, Orange County, and the Inland Empire like we haven't been drenched in years. And starting tomorrow, another atmospheric river will arrive. LA's science reporter Jacob Margolis says, like the last one, this one is another warm Pineapple Express from Hawaii in the South Pacific, and that means a lot of rain.
The biggest concern when it comes to warm rain water is that warm rain really does a number on the snow. Snow melt, when it gets melted very fast, can run off, cause flooding issues. We've gotten so much snow in our mountains recently, enough to actually absorb this rain up in a lot of those areas.
LA is science reporter Jacob Margolis. So how much rain can we expect? Well, a lot in some places.
We're looking at the potential for the highest rain to be up in the Santa Monicas and along the south-facing slopes of the San Gabriel Mountain.
That's meteorologist Todd Hall with the National Weather Service. There'll be a flood watch in effect in the L.A. Basin, the San Fernando Valley, and the local mountains tomorrow afternoon through Wednesday night. The flood watch starts tomorrow morning in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Both have been hammered by rain this winter. So when is our next sunny day? Right now, it looks like Thursday, but the forecast also right now calls for a chance of rain next weekend. Tell you what, let's do an Oscars roundup for you. LAist arts and entertainment reporter John Horn donned his tuxedo last night and attended the 95th Annual Academy Awards in Hollywood. John says one of the overarching themes of the night was representation.
Michelle Yeoh became the first actress who identifies as Asian to win the Best Actress Award. Ki Hui Kwan became only the second Asian to win supporting actor. Hang Noor from The Killing Fields was the first. But also, the winners for adapted and original screenplay, Women Talking and Everything Everywhere All at Once, are both movies that are led by female characters. And I think that is a rarity given how male Hollywood tends to skew.
LAist arts and entertainment reporter John Horn. John's also the host of the LAist Studios podcast Retake, which is available wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And now for those of you who, you know, just might sneak a peek at a college basketball game or two Thursday and Friday, here is the TV schedule for the local teams in the NCAA tournament. Thursday night at 7 in Sacramento, UCLA takes on UNC Asheville. That game is on True TV. Friday morning at 9:15, USC and Michigan State in Columbus, Ohio. CBS has that game. Also on Friday morning, but at 10:30, UC Santa Barbara faces Baylor in Denver. That one's on TNT. And on the women's side, USC and South Dakota State in Seattle on Friday, UCLA and Sacramento State in Greenville, South Carolina on Saturday. ESPN and its sister networks will air the women's games.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Join us again here tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
LAist Studios.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.